and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. CIS calls for transparency in Zambia's mining sector. LCC intensifies installing road markings on critical roads. In international news, foreign dignitaries arrive in Nairobi for Raila's state funeral. And in sports, FC Leopards eye first win against Red Arrows in the MTN FAS Super League season. And now the news in detail. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has made a strong call for transparency, accountability and fairness in the management of Zambia's mining sector, warning that the nation's vast mineral wealth continues to enrich a few while the majority remain trapped in poverty. In a statement, ZEHEST Executive Director and Founder Clarence Monde Muziamba expressed concern over the continued lack of openness in how mining proceeds are being managed. He emphasized that Zambians have a right to know how the country's natural resources are being used. Mr. Muziamba has urged the government to make all mining contracts and agreements publicly accessible, as well as ensure equitable distribution of mineral wealth, enforce strict environmental protection laws, and establish strong anti-corruption and accountability systems within the sector. The Lusaka City Council LCC has intensified its efforts to improve road safety by installing new road markings on critical roads in the Central Business District, CBD, and other areas of the city. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the initiative forms part of the council's maintenance routine aimed at ensuring the city's roads remain safe and well maintained. She says the LCC has identified key roads in the city for the installation of new road markings, including Independence Avenue, Cairo Road, Addis Ababa Road, Church Road, and several others.
The council has identified key roads in the city for the installation of new road markings, including Independence Avenue, Cairo Road, Addis Ababa Road, Church Road, and several others. These roads are critical to the city's transportation network and require clear markings to guide drivers and pedestrians. The council urges members of the public to cooperate with its road maintenance efforts by adhering to traffic rules and regulations that have been put in place to facilitate the works. By working together, we can ensure the successful completion of these projects and create a safer and more efficient transportation system in the city.
Government has congratulated Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele on his induction into the U.S. Army War College International Fellows Hall of Fame. Speaking in a statement, President Hage Ndahishilama says the induction is an honor that highlights both Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele's leadership and the strong partnership between the U.S. and Zambian armed forces in advancing global peace and security. President Ndahishilama says government has also honored the late Army Commander General Isaac Chisuzi, who has been posthumously inducted at the same ceremony. He says late Army Commander General Isaac Chisuzi's legacy of service remains a guiding light. He further says these recognitions reflect the enduring strength of military collaboration and the lasting impact of exemplary leadership. The Deputy Zambia Air Force Commander Major General Henry Chiwaya has emphasized that operations is the mainstay of ZAF and a prerequisite for achieving the constitutional mandate of safeguarding the country's airspace. Speaking when he addressed personnel during his familiarization tour of Air Defense Command, ZAF Mount Eugenia and the Loja units, Major General Chiwaya says in order to attain a good level of operational efficiency, there was need to increase the flying effort through the conduct of air operations and exercises. Major General Chiwaya Mwaya says there was need to remain vigilant and ready to address contemporary and non-conventional security threats, and has noted that the recent Southern African Development Community SADC Blue Exercise Lugwasho 2025 had enhanced ZAF's preparedness to respond to humanitarian operations. He says among the notable Air Force's operational successes, the successful deployment of the C-27J aircraft in support of the Southern African Development Community mission in Mozambique, and the recent employment of the C-27J aircraft under the United Nations in Sudan. He has noted that under the patronage of Mrs. Nicolene Nyoni, the club is making a great difference in the lives of service personnel, their families and the ordinary Zambians in the communities surrounding South Base. UNICEF Zambia's Chief of Water, Sanitation and Hygiene, WASH, Emily Rand, says UNICEF and its partners are currently working across 90 districts to improve access to water and sanitation services. Ms. Rand outlined two major challenges identified through recent investigations: the lack of adequate infrastructure and the difficulty of achieving behavioral change. She has express gratitude to the Zambian government for its leadership in the development of the National Hand Hygiene for All Roadmap. She has also acknowledged the support from international partners, including the European Union and Germany. Meanwhile, World Bank has congratulated the government on the launch of the Hand Hygiene Roadmap, describing it as a major step forward in protecting public health. Country Manager Wedex Ilunga says the World Bank, as the lead partner in Zambia's water and sanitation sector, is proud to join hands with the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation in commemorating Global Handwashing Day under the theme, Be a Handwashing Hero.
The launch of the National Hand Hygiene for All Roadmap is a landmark moment for Zambia, providing a clear, actionable framework for all stakeholders, government, partners, civil society, and communities to intensify and implement creative ways to encourage hand washing itself. Through the establishment of a unified vision and coordinated strategy, the roadmap is expected to facilitate measurable advancements in public health, limit the transmission of preventable diseases, and cultivate a culture of proper hygiene nationwide.
We took a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith. covering the nation, telling your stories and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.